Okay, we got to do this. Hi, Bill Reed, the Alternative Vashon, and it is this is a special MTV edition. Here's the part that always sounds the same. Coming down in 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Alternative Vashon on Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM, coming to you from a dude's garage on beautiful Vashon Island. I'm Bill Reed. I'm the dude. Vashon Island is an actual island. It's located just outside Seattle, Washington, USA. Like I said, special show today, the beginnings of MTV and the second British invasion. If you were listening to MTV in the early 80s, I think you're going to love this. Let's get it on.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Video killed the radio star. turn it on.
Leave it on. America, be the music you want to see.
I want my MTV. All right.
Vashon with Bill Reed, MTV special. Today we're looking at the beginnings of MTV. It happened in 1981. An absolute musical revolution minted a whole new generation of English rock bands that came to be known as the Second British Invasion. Billy Idol right there, White Wedding, Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, and the Buggles, Video Killed the Radio Star. That was the first song ever played on MTV when they signed on. So why all these weird English bands? Well, when they signed MTV on, they had 24 hours a day to play music videos. But the problem was there were very few American artists that had videos. But over in the UK, they'd been doing videos for years for the BBC, and they were more than happy to stoke out this fledgling video music channel in the States. Were you there for the early days of MTV? God, I was. It was mind-blowing. Let's continue with today's early MTV special on Alternative Vashon with Flock of Seagulls.
Countdown is on.
Leave it on.
I want my MTV.
I want my MTV.
Whoa! I want my MTV.
I want my MTV.
Alternative Vashon early MTV special on Voice of Vashon Radio. Who could forget the I Want My MTV campaign? MTV was a cable network, and they needed local cable providers to carry it on their systems. they got a lot of resistance. The cable operators were afraid of MTV. Too weird. Too scary. Did you see the hairdo on that Flock of Seagulls guy? So MTV, and this was genius, had their artists do spots telling kids to call their cable systems and ask or tell them to carry MTV. Say, I want my MTV. And it totally worked. Dire Straits, Money for Nothing, U2, New Year's Day, Flock of Seagulls, I Ran, Bill Reed, Alternative Vashon, early MTV special, with one of MTV's biggest stars. Of course, this guy figured it out early on, David Bowie.
Better. Came to television. At last, they could see their favorite performers. Then they noticed they couldn't hear anything when all that sound was squeezed into a 4-inch speaker. Music fans cursed the day they were born. But MTV heard their cries and sent word that full stereo sound could be had just by calling their local cable company. And music fans were glad again. MTV Music Television. Call for a stereo hookup today.
I thought the pain, the truth, the things that really matter, but you can't stay here with me.
Broadcasting from tiny Vashon Island, Washington, in the United States of America, kind of by Seattle. Alternative Vashon, early MTV special. The station signed on in 1981. I was living in the U District. I was a sophomore at UW, majoring in advertising, which I hated. And the first time I saw MTV, I was ready to quit school and move to New York to try to be a VJ, a video jockey. Of course, I had no experience, so I didn't do that. But I will tell you, the next day I went up to KCMU, the UW student station, and got on as a volunteer DJ. Turned out to be life-changing for me. I've pretty much been on the air ever since, somewhere. To hell with advertising. Big Country, In a Big Country, Human League, Don't You Want Me, David Bowie, Ashes to Ashes. God, that was such a good video, Ashes to Ashes. Bowie had a hand in changing MTV in 1983 when he totally called them out on the air for not playing black artists. I've got a piece of his 1983 interview with MTV's Mark Goodman after this.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
VOV programming support is provided by Island Escrow, Vashon's only independent escrow company providing comprehensive service for all types of real estate transactions since 1979. On the web at islandescrow.net.
Alternative Vashon early MTV special, Bill Reed. In 1983, David Bowie took MTV to task for not playing black artists in this interview with MTV's Mark Goodman. The whole thing is 5 minutes, and it's worth checking out. It's on YouTube. Here's a chunk of that interview.
I'd like to ask you something. It occurred to me, having watched MTV over the last few months, that it's a solid enterprise with it, and it's got a lot going for it. I'm just floored by the fact that there's so few black artists featured on it. Why is that?
I think that we're trying to move in that direction. We want to play artists that seem to be doing music that fits into what we want to play for MTV. The company is thinking in terms of narrow casting.
That's evident. It's evident in the fact that the only few black artists that one does see are on about 2:30 in the morning or to around 6. Very few are featured predominantly during the day.
She was more I want my MTV 24 hours a day on cable TV.
Too much.
Yeah, too much.
Never.
Too much is never enough.
Advent of MTV in 1981, looks mattered a lot. And oh my God, Duran Duran, beautiful dudes, sharp dressers too. Hungry Like the Wolf from Duran Duran. Michael Jackson at the top, an amazing video, kicked the doors wide open for black artists with Billie Jean off the Thriller record. Became the biggest selling album of all time with over 70 million copies sold. MTV had a lot to do with that. As the 80s wore on, MTV grew into a monster, making and breaking artists and shaping popular culture, and eventually morphed into a station that didn't even play music videos. I can recommend a great book if you want to do a deep dive on MTV. It's the book that inspired this special. It's called I Want My MTV by Rob Tannenbaum. Bill Reed bringing the classic alternative every week, hand-forged in my Vashon Island garage and served up hot on the old-school airwaves by Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM. On demand anytime, voiceofvashon.org. Subscribe on Mixcloud and have the show delivered to your inbox every week. I got to get out of here. Got to catch a ferry.
Oh, listen, one more thing. It'll just take a second.
I'll leave you with one more early MTV smash hit by Hot Dudes. The Police, Every Breath You Take. See you next week.
Good night and party on!
Party on, Wayne!
Pretty on, Garth.